This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
The 61st season of drama in the Fine Arts Center on the University of Arkansas campus opens later this month with the Out of the Ordinary drama Up by Bridget Carpenter. Three more shows follow. The existential drama The Adding Machine opens November. A modern-day take on the Odyssey called Anonymous will be staged in late February. And the season concludes in pre-war Berlin with Cabaret. David Wright is business manager with the University Theater. He's with us inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to discuss the upcoming season. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
This will end a longer-than-usual dormant season because Boar's Head had to be compacted that
Indeed.
Summer season so you could do some things at the theater?
We had a renovation of the shop area of the theater. Edward Durrell Stone's design was impeccable, and we wanted to as closely match the existing building as possible, of course. And I think we did it seamlessly. Doubled the shop space, added a welding studio for our students. Plus, where our patrons don't see underneath in the bowels of the theater, completely reconfigured it. So it's much better storage and it's roomier. It's better lit. So we took the other half of the summer to really clean it up, get it ready, and finalize it for use. So but it also gave us extra time to work on these shows and decide and really plan for our big season. So.
You open with Up, which. Most people, when they think Up, they think...
I think of the little Pixar movie.
Squirrel.
Right.
Yes.
This is not.
No. But it has a similarity in there's somebody who's interested in getting up off the ground.
Well, it's the main character has already gotten up off the ground. It's based on a true story of this man who tied weather balloons to his lawn chair and went very, very high in the air, thus earning his 15 minutes of fame. He came down, what goes up
must come down.
Hopefully gently.
we think. And then, so this story examines kind of his life after that. It was his dream to do that and to fly. And he achieved his dream. And, sort of what you do after you achieve your dream. He's just obsessed with it. And he is putting his marriage in peril, his financial life, his relationship with his son, and his son plays an intricate role in the show as a sort of a mediator between he and his wife and his life. It's so much feeling, so much intricate, interpersonal family kind of stuff, and a beautiful story to boot. Bridget Carpenter has written just a lovely script.
And that opens on the 30th
it
of
does.
September.
30th of September, we play through October 2nd, Wednesday through Sunday, 8 o'clock shows in the evening and 2 o'clock matinees on Sundays.
And then The Adding Machine in November.
Yes. An old play. 1927, I believe, was the premiere by Elmer Rice. Back when American theater was... so influenced by by outward sources, coming into its own, shall we say. This play coined the term American Expressionism, and where, it's not reality whatsoever, and they don't pretend to be, but it tells the story of Mr. Zero, an accountant who has been at his job, mundane job for 25 years, who is replaced by an adding machine. He doesn't take it well, shall we say. and kind of snaps and kills his boss, murders his boss. And then is hung. It's a happy play. And then this story is sort of what happens to him after that. And again, a non-realistic approach. It's being directed by Esteban Velez, who is one of our third-year MFA directing students. A beautiful vision he has for this show. And I'm so glad that he's bringing it to the stage. That's the joy of academic theater, is that, you might not see this play,
right.
On a current stage in any city. It's not very often produced, But it should be. You know, it's a bedrock of American drama.
Anonymous is a sort of twist on the Odyssey?
It's taken directly from.
Well, that's more than
Odyssey.
Okay.
It's updated, of course, about an immigrant searching for his wife instead of his mother in the original. And the perils that, you know, you'll see the, you'll be able, if you know the Odyssey, you'll be able to see the parallels and such. But I think Azuka has, Naomi Azuka, she has, she has dealt with the relationships more and what it is exactly like to be a stranger in a strange land. Again, this is directed by Chiara Pipino, who is a third-year MFA director. And to explain that a little bit, the third-year students in the MFA directing program, they are given a main stage show. They submit it to the selection committee. It's chosen, and it's, you know, this is their first fully supported production. They do a show a year in the three-year program. But this one is with full-blown costumes, makeup, sets, sound, all of it. And that's, you know, that fulfills our mission as far as giving our students a chance and to really make it or break it, you know.
And then the season will end with something that's very familiar to many theater goers as the Nazis are coming to power in Berlin Cabaret, which is a wonderful juxtaposition of the nightlife and a sort of frivolity, whereas you can see the looming tragedy.
Coming. It's coming. But, okay, I've got a question for you. You know, really, what good is sitting all alone in your room? Come hear the music play.
Yes.
I won't sing, it's just wonderful. Of course, made famous by Liza Minnelli in the movie and Joel Grey. There have been two revisions of the script. There was the original, and then in 87 was a revised version. Not much difference. A couple of songs added, one deleted or so. And then in 92, it was revived on Broadway with a new revision as well. That production in 92 is, totally visually in intent, in an idea different than the original. Grittier, harder, meaner, you know, because I think the original kind of, although the point gets across, it sort of gilds the lily, shall we say.
Is it common that plays get so many revisions like that?
No, but classics do. You know, you just can't beat Fred Kanner John Kanner and Fred Ebb. You know, famous on Broadway for their teaming. They're amazing what they do. And they can, you know, at the point of, you know, it's a toe-tapping fun song, it's got a message, and it fits in the show beautifully. Where it is, you know, it progresses the story, and what you can't go wrong when you leave the theater singing that song, you know, that's kind of the goal. But I think it's going to be a great wrap up to our 61st season.
That'll be directed by Kate Frank.
It will be. Kate Frank is an associate professor at the university. She directed last season's You're in Town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
does a great job. We're excited about it. We have just had a long round of auditions and callbacks and such, like we always do, and every show is cast, and I think they're cast beautifully. We've got such great talent up there, and all shows are going to be done at the University Theater on campus. You know, sometimes we'll go to the Walton Arts Center and
you had a Christmas Carol there a couple years ago.
Walker, yeah. And of course, in the summers, we always produce at Nadine Baum Learning Center. But these four shows will be in our comfy little home space. So.
Now, you can get a season ticket, a season that gets you into four shows. It's $50?
That's right. Best deal in town. You can't beat
one adult ticket, four shows, $50.
That's right. It is the best deal in town. And I tell you, if you come and see one of our shows, you're going to think, wow, they've been hiding. Where have they been? Our students, I always tell people that part of drama, we may be small, but we got heart. And oh my gosh, what talent in every area. But how could you not have such great talent with wonderful leadership that we have on our faculty and staff? It's a great synergy. It really is. And wonderful to be in that daily. So it's going to be $50? Shoot.
And you can go online to get those tickets?
No, you cannot. No, you can
call Mr. Zero would be happy to hear that.
Or not. Who knows?
That's right. That's right.
No, you can call the box office. It's 479-575-4752. And, or you can call the main office, my production office, 573-946. That's the main number. Just for information and such, my beautiful color brochure went out this weekend. You should be receiving it in the mail, and you can mail that in with a check. But we don't. We only take credit cards over the phone, so, okay, for security reasons.
So it all starts with Up on the 30th.
It does indeed. We're so excited. Please join us for our 61st season, won't you?
David, thank you.
Thank you.